From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry. A Juneau man has been missing for nearly a week after going kayaking on Mendenhall Lake. According to Juneau police, Paul Jose Rodriguez Jr. was last seen by his roommate last Monday. Juneau Mountain Rescue is assisting the Alaska State Troopers, the U.S. Forest Service, and other organizations with the search, according to Jackie Ebert with JMR.
We performed an aerial search this morning. The Sea Dogs organization are out there with their dogs.
Ebert said officials believe Rodriguez intended to kayak towards the glacier. A post on Rodriguez's Facebook page on Tuesday shows a picture of a kayak with the glacier in the background, and the caption, quote, "headed up to the glacier," unquote. His kayak was found floating unattended in Mendenhall Lake on Tuesday, according to Juneau police. He was reported overdue Sunday night. Ebert said she did not know why Rodriguez wasn't reported missing sooner. For those planning to recreate in the area, Ebert says to consider other options for now.
There are a lot of resources out there right now, so maybe not necessarily rush towards that area, but if they are out there, just keep an eye out. We unfortunately don't have a good description of what he was wearing when he was out.
Rodriguez is described by Juneau police as a 43-year-old male, about 5'9" tall, weighing approximately 150 pounds. Anyone with information about where he might be should call JPD Dispatch at 907-586-0600. Alaska State Troopers did not immediately respond to a request for more information. A long-awaited senior living facility is now open in Juneau. Riverview Senior Living offers assisted living apartments and memory care units. As KTOO's Katie Anassis reports, it's a result of more than a decade of collaboration between a nonprofit, a developer, and the city.
When Betty Marriott moved into Riverview, she asked if she could bring her baby grand piano.
I've been playing piano since I was 10, and I just love it. Yeah. It's my emotional release, you might say. I mean, you know, you're happy, you're sad, or whatever. Mm-hmm. It just comes out in your music.
On a recent Monday afternoon, the 83-year-old plays a song called Snowbird. She'd play it again later, during happy hour in the dining room. Marriott moved from her home in Douglas about a month ago. She says she likes Riverview so far.
It's brand new, so it's very clean, you know, and it's not like the people who work here. They're all very friendly and helpful.
Finding housing in Juneau is hard. It can be even harder for seniors who want to stay in Juneau but need a bit more care. Nearly one in four adults in Southeast Alaska are 60 or older. As local seniors seek to age in place, Riverview provides a new place to do it. The facility is located in the Mendenhall Valley. It has 58 assisted living apartments and 29 memory care units. Monthly rent starts at $6,000 for a studio and $7,500 for a one-bedroom apartment. Community Relations Director Carrie Pusich says they're filling up fast.
We expect to be 80% full in the next 4 to 6 months, if not 100% full. The interest that we have gotten from the community has been overwhelming.
Each apartment has its own bathroom and kitchenette. Staff members are there to help with daily activities, like taking medications, getting dressed, or using the restroom. The state-run Pioneer Home also offers its residents multiple levels of care, but most are memory care patients, and it has a long wait list. That's what inspired Sue Douglas to try to bring another option to Juneau.
Some people who needed assisted care but weren't on the Pioneer Home list or would have to wait way too long found that the only thing they could do is move out of state or move up to Anchorage.
Douglas was president of the nonprofit Senior Citizen Support Services in 2012 when they began the search for a developer who could create an assisted living community in Juneau.
And that took several years, and it took a lot of meetings with the city and with two or three developers. And when Torrey Pines Development decided to invest in Juneau, it was the answer to our dreams.
The city and borough of Juneau helped. The lease of city land helped reduce upfront costs, and the assembly approved a property tax exemption for assisted living units.
I refer to this as the perfect kind of public-private project that communities should have. where there's an appropriate role for government, a small role, and where it incentivizes private development.
Juneau Assemblymember Michelle Hale agrees. She's the Assembly liaison to the Juneau Commission on Aging. She says the city's work with Douglas's nonprofit and Torrey Pines shows the city can make meaningful contributions to the housing market without constructing a city-run facility.
I don't think the answer is for the city to take on new roles, but rather to find those nonprofit entities and other entities to partner with to help make things work.
Hale says more housing options for seniors may also open up the local real estate market.
One of the reasons pointed to for the housing shortage is that where you might have had a family of four or five in a house, you might be down to just one person.
Hale has watched friends and neighbors leave Juneau as they get older.
And that always seems so sad to me, that we lose them in our community when they've been such a vital and vibrant part of the community.
Riverview represents a new part of Juneau's community. As Betty Marriott performs on her baby grand for her friends and new neighbors, it's clear she's found her place in it. In Juneau, I'm Katie Anastas.
A mysterious flaming object crossed the sky of the Northern Lynn Canal earlier this month. The event was caught on camera and posted on social media. As KHNS's Alonda Premenil reports, it could have been an old satellite re-entering the atmosphere.
Maggie Martin was walking with her sister by the beach in Haines. Their walk ended with a surprise.
Never seen anything like that.
As they looked up, the sisters saw something in the sky.
It looked like a cloud trail, but like there was no clouds in the sky, and so it just looked like a little ball of fire just slowly going across Rapinski and disappeared, and the smoke lingered for a little while, and it was pretty black smoke.
Martin posted a short video of the mysterious event to a popular community Facebook page. The video shows a burning object cutting through the sky. The caption reads, "What is this?" and indicates the time of the observation as 10:22 p.m. The Aerospace Corporation provided a likely answer on its website. The organization tracks space debris that could damage spacecraft. It lists a satellite called Cosmos 1356 that re-entered the atmosphere on the day the flaming object was caught on camera. A map on the website shows the trajectory of the satellite passing over the Northern Lynn Canal. The satellite had spent more than 40 years circling the Earth. Cosmos 1356 was launched in 1982 from the Plesetsk Cosmodrome, about 500 miles north of Moscow, in what was then the Soviet Union. On NASA's website, Cosmos 1356 is described as a 5,000-pound electronic intelligence satellite. This means it gathered electronic signals not directly related to communications. The Aerospace Corporation's website says satellites usually re-enter the atmosphere at more than 4 miles per second. Friction with the atmosphere heats the devices until they burst into flame. The object then appears to be traveling parallel to the ground, and the spectacle can last from 20 to 90 seconds. A request for comments from NASA went unanswered. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePremenil.
And a magnitude 7.2 earthquake triggered a tsunami warning for the Alaska Peninsula and Kodiak Island late Saturday night. The strong earthquake hit about 60 miles southwest of Sandpoint shortly before 11 p.m. and was followed by several aftershocks. Sirens sounded in local communities, including Sandpoint and Kodiak, with officials urging residents to seek higher ground. The tsunami warning was later downgraded to an advisory and was canceled altogether by 1 a.m. Sunday. The National Tsunami Warning Center said the maximum observed height of waves off King Cove and Sandpoint was half a foot. It says some areas may continue to see small sea level changes. The warning also stirred Anchorage residents late Saturday night, with some reporting that they got the emergency alert on their phones. Geologists have previously said it's unlikely that an earthquake could generate a large tsunami in Anchorage. Seismologists with the U.S. Geological Survey said residents in Sandpoint, Clark's Point, and Cold Bay and King Cove reported feeling the initial quake and aftershocks. And as for the weather, it's currently 65 degrees and overcast here in Juneau. Tonight, there's a chance of rain and a low of 53 degrees. Tomorrow, rain is likely with a high of 62. On Wednesday, there's a lower chance of rain and a high of 67 degrees. And Thursday, maybe sunny. For more stories, go to ktoo.org. You're listening to KTOO.